Second reading is Romans 15, 1 to 13, verses 1 to 13. We who are strong in the faith ought to help the weak to carry their burdens. We should not please ourselves. Instead, we should please all our brothers for their own good in order to build them up in the faith. For Christ did not please himself. Instead, as the scripture says, the insults which are hurled at you have fallen on me. Everything written in the scriptures was written to teach us, in order that we might have hope through the patience and encouragement which the scriptures give us. And may God, the source of patience and encouragement, enable you to have the same point of view among yourselves by following the example of Christ Jesus, so that all of you together may praise with one voice the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Accept one another then, for the glory of God, as Christ has accepted you. For I tell you that Christ's life of service was on behalf of the Jews, to show that God is faithful to make his promises to their ancestors come true, and to enable even the Gentiles to praise God for his mercy. As the scripture says, "And so I will praise you among the Gentiles, I will sing praises to you." Again it says, "Rejoice, Gentiles, with God's people." And again, "Praise the Lord, all Gentiles, praise him, all peoples." And again, Isaiah says, "A descendant of Jesse will appear. He will come to rule the Gentiles, and they will put their hope in him." May God, the source of hope, fill you with all joy and peace by means of your faith in him, so that your hope will continue to grow by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May God bless these readings of his holy word.